Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Kuf Hey, and we are on Kuf Dalam Abayz. We'll start with the Gemara. So I was just asked to read the following. As we approach the upcoming Siyam HaShas in about a year, the OU has embarked on a project to create a comprehensive, all-encompassing platform that will cater to all those who learn Daf Yomi, from seasoned veterans to first-timers. We aim to build upon our existing content and provide great content as well as a user-friendly experience through multiple channels, including a new Daf Yomi app and website. In order to ascertain the needs and requests of our users, we ask that you take 5 minutes to complete the survey that can be found at outorah.org on the top of the page. Thanks, and tisku l'mitzvos. And we hope everybody could take part. Okay, Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. We are, we'll start with the Gemara. So we started the 13th parak here in Maseches Menachos, the final parak that we get to speak about various types of carbon as mincha. And we spoke about what happened if somebody's not sure which carbon mincha they are obligated to bring. Why? How does that happen? Person doesn't remember, right? That's a shichacha, is part of the human condition. And here, you know, if somebody says, you know, hare alai or hare zeh, they don't remember exactly what they said, right? This is reality, the idea of shechacha, right? The Shulchan Aruch even discusses, based on Rishonim, that what happens if somebody, all the halachas, you don't remember, you said Yal V'Yavo, we don't remember if we said V'Sein Talamater, V'Sein Bracha, all of these, and there was a comment by one of the Gedolim, how could he not remember? It was 2 minutes ago, right? Do we not remember that what we said to our friend 2 minutes ago? But that's kacha, that sometimes we're not so focused in the middle of talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we might not remember 2 minutes later. The Shulchan Aruch was a realist. The Shulchan Aruch put in all those halachas as well. So this Mishnah says if we say a general statement and we didn't specify what the halacha is, like the Mishnah started off, Hare Alai Yisaron, what we have to bring, the Gemara does not talk about what happened if I say something and I do not specify, but then afterwards I say this is what I meant. Right, it's Sronos Yavishtaim. What if he says, well, I meant to say 10, but he didn't say 10. So there, do we say, do you have to bring 10, or do we say, Dvarim Shabalei Venam Dvarim? Right, do we say just thinking about it? Right, what about Machshava regarding Stukka, Machshava regarding Kinyanim? That is a sugya, but that's not discussed here. Okay, so now let's get into the Gemara. We'll talk about each of these cases as they come up. So the first case of the Mishnah was, if somebody says, Hare Alai Yisaron, I hereby promise to bring an Yisaron, a mincha, the quantity of Yisaron, Yavi, Echad, so he only has to bring one, because Yisaron is singular. But Yisronos Yavi Shnayim. But if he says, I hereby promise to bring Yisronos, so that doesn't say how many, so the minimum amount of Yisronos is plural is two, so that's why one has to bring two. Says the Gemara Pshita. Isn't that obvious, right? That's what it means. So Yisronos Yavi Shnayim is three chalei. So the first line is obvious, that you bring in Yisaron. So the Chiddush is the second line, Yisronos. So Hanami Pshita, isn't that also obvious, right? That we know that from other contexts, right? If you have a star that says, you owe somebody dollars or shkalim or something in plural, two, right? The more than that is hamutzim echaver alavaraya, right? So here, why would it be a chiddush? The Gemara says, miyit esronos shtayim itzrichalei. To tell us the chiddush, that the minimum amount that you could bring for a carbon mincha would be two. So even though that is somewhat obvious, but the Gemara says that the second line of the Mishnah is the Chiddush and not just the first line. Pirashi v'nidima, pirashi avishishim yisaron. So somebody says, I did say a few days ago, but I don't know how many. I said I'm going to bring, this is the second line. I said I'm going to bring a mincha, and I don't know how many, so he brings 60. Bring 60 Yisronos, because again, as we said in the various Mishnayos, what exactly is the reason? 60 is as much that fits into one kli, and that is what we assume that a person had in mind, only to bring one kli. Remember, we had back on Kuf Gimel Amabez the Machlokes. Why exactly it is? Is it a Mesorah? Is it based on Belila ability? Right, that was the Machlokas Tanaim we had back in the end of the last parak. So the Gemara says, Mantana, who is the opinion that says this first line of the Mishnah, Amar Chizki, this first line of, if you don't know how many you're supposed to bring, you bring 60. You bring one kli of 60. So Machlokas, Amar Chizki, Deloka Rebbe. So that's not like Rebbe. Because what does Rebbe say? Because Ha Rebbe, Di Rebbe, Ha Amar Yavi Menachos Shel Esronos Me'echad Vajishim. Right? We had Rebbe Shita. Rebbe holds that you have to bring, you don't know exactly how many he meant. You can't just bring the largest amount, because 50 is not 49. You have to bring the exact amount, and therefore you have to bring 60 isronos going up from 1 to 60. Right? That's based on the Shita of Rebbe that we had right here in the last line of the Mishnah. The Gemara B'chizki is assuming that just like he argues on the last case of the Mishnah, he would argue on the first case of the Mishnah. What's the last case of the Mishnah, if you remember? Where somebody says, Pirashti mincha shel esronim, ve'ini yodea kame pirashti. I said mincha shel esronim, but I don't know how many, so that's 60 verses 1 to 60, right? As Rashi explained, kfius demana milsa, and therefore when you put it in a kli, that exactly is what's tarvik. What, this is a 59 mincha, this is a 40 mincha, and that won't work. If it's a mincha, it's a different number. So that's why according to the Rebbe, you have to bring 1 to 60, even though the Tanakhama says just 60. So Chizkiah says the first line of the Mishnah is only going according to Rabbanan and not Rebbe. Rebbe Yochanan Amar, no, afilu tema Rebbe. Even the first case could be Rebbe. After all, Rebbe doesn't argue beferish on the first case of the Mishnah. But omer peirashti esronos, avalo kavatim bekli. I knew I said esronos, but I did not, I was not koveya them in a kli. Bach adds in, echad, demaisi shishin, shisin esronos b'shisin money. Because then Rebbe says, I wasn't koveya that I have to bring them in one kli. So there Rebbe would allow you to bring 60 in 60 different kalim, one in each. And in that way, the Mishnah could even be like Rebbe, because the Kli wasn't Koveh. That if they were all in one Kli, the Kli would be Koveh. But if you put it all in different Kalim, then they would be able to be Mitztarif. The Tosfos Yadav here wonders, why aren't we Choshesh then for more than that number? And he relates it to what we said in the last Mishnah. We assume the person doesn't have in mind more than the menachas that are brought, the most menachas that are brought one day in the Beis HaMikdash, the first day of Sukkot that falls on a Shabbos, as we saw, and therefore it wouldn't be more than that. Good. First part. Next part of the Mishnah. Hare alai mincha yavi ezeo sheyirtze v'chulu. If somebody says, I want to bring a mincha, I hereby bring a mincha, bring whichever one you want. Right? There are five choices on the menu in Parshas Vayikra, so whichever one of the five you want to bring, you could bring. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to bring minchas hasoles. Why? That is miyuchedes shebeminachas. So what exactly does that mean, miyuchedes shebeminachas? Says the Gemara, Tana, hoil upasach ba hakasuv tchila. So the Brisa has a different formulation than the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, soles, the flower one, is miyuchedes shebeminachas. It is unique. And the Brisa says, it's the first one. That's written in Vayikra. When you have all the five menachas that are expressed and presented, that's the first one. That's the reason. So Gemara says, El Mayata, whenever you have a suffix, bring the first one. Homer hare alai ola yavi ben bakar. Ho lupasak ba'akaz of tchila. Right? If you say hare ola, you should have to bring bakar, cattle, because that's what the pasuk says first in the beginning of Vayikra. Min hatzon yavi keves. Ho lupasak ba'akaz of tchila. And if you choose tzon, different categories of tzon, you should have to bring a keves. Min ha'of yavi torim. Ho lupasak bo hakas of tchila. And we know all of these is not true. Allah matzan, we learn later on in a couple of days. Hare alai ola yavi keves, right? Not the, we'll have to see why, right? Not the bakar, which is the first mentioned in the Torah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omer tor o ben Yonah, right? Either one. But lo pali Rabbi Yehuda. So if Rabbi Yehuda's svara is based on what it says in the Brisa, that's the first one listed in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah, first one listed in the Torah, so then we should say that Rabbi Yehuda would argue there too, and you'd have to bring the first one mentioned. So the Gemara says, that's not what miyuchedes means in the Mishnah, and we'll have to re-explain the Brisa. Elamai miyuchedes shebeminachas delesle shem lavoi. Miyuchedes means it's the one that people just call stam mincha. It doesn't have an accompanying name. All the other ones people call machvas or marcheshes or mafetan or one of the other ones. But here, stam mincha. Stam mincha is mincha soles. And that's what the Mishnah means. Miyuchedes shebeminachas, it's the one that people mean just by saying mincha. Vatana ha'ol upasach ba'akas tchila kamer, but doesn't the Brisa say that the pasuk, right, the pasuk has that first? Aye, so why is that unique to mincha, unlike the other karbanos? Hachi kamer, this is what the Brisa means. Ezeu mincha miyuchedes shebeminachas, deles l'shem lavai, zu shepasach ba'akas tchila. Right, it's not saying this is the reason, but the answer is given in the Mishnah, and this happens to be the first one that the Torah says. It's just a siman to remember which is the one. How would the Tanakhama answer? How would the Tanakhama answer? Rabbi Yehuda says this is Stam Mincha. Right? And this is the one that when in the Torah, when it says it, this is what it means. One of the Achronim suggests, maybe Lashon HaTorah L'chud and Lashon B'nei Adam L'chud. Right? And you can't always compare the two. The Mutzal Me'esh says, the Tanakhama Sover, She'etza Lashon B'nei Adam, She'mincha Eino Meyuchan L'mincha Soles, Yoser Mishar Menachas. V'kivan She'ben Edarim Yishleilich Achar Lashon B'nei Adam, Alkein Eza Mincha She'yachvots Yavi. When it comes to Nedarim, and we know Hakdash is an example of a Neder, says all over Mesech Nedarim, Hochlan Achar Lashon B'nei Adam. And therefore, the Tanakhama would argue with Rabbi Yehuda in that regard, what is Stam Mincha? Good. One more line. Pshita Mincha Sasolas Kamar. What's the Braisa adding then? We know the Mishnah tells us it's the Miyuchedes, because it's the one that people mean just by saying Mincha. And the Braisa says, yeah, and this is the first one of the Torah. So, what is that adding? That's obvious. That's Mincha Sasolas Kamar. What is the Braisa being Mosif? Simana Ba'alma. It's just a Simon Ba'alma to help us remember. Tell us remember, if we don't remember, what exactly is the Stam Mincha. So, that would help us remember. Rabbi Yehuda, if you remember, we had a couple of days ago. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that tries to help us remember things, right? And therefore, Datzach Hadash Bachav, and we had the other simin a couple of days ago also in this regard. Good. Here's a discussion that, two points. Number one, the Gemara here is being medayik, tchila menason, tchila mena. Well, the first one mentioned in the Torah, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Psachim, that when we have psukim, or one inyan, then we don't say the principle of ein muktam u'uchar b'Torah. Right? When there is an order listed, like the Gemara here is being medayik in the order, and it's emphasizing the order, there's a list in the Torah. So we're obviously not going to say ein muktam u'uchar. You have to read the Torah as a coherent book from start to finish, and we always are medayik in the juxtaposition of contents and psukim, and why is Shabbos put next to the Mishkan, and why is Tzitzis put next to Shatnez. I mean, we learn halachas all the time. So even though we say sometimes ein muktam u'uchar b'Torah, not in one inyan. That's the Pefarish Gemara. The Gemara says in a Psachim, Atav Avam Abeis, Hani Mili Bechadin, right, he talks about the Muktam Muchar. For the beginning, right, he quotes the discussion of Pesach Sheni. Amr Rav Nasha Ratachlifa, Mishpeh the Rav, Zosa Meres, Ein Muktam Muchar Batorah. Amr Rav Papa, Lo Amran El Betrayin Yani. Aval Bechadin Yana, my Demuktam Muchar, my Demuchar Muchar. Right, you have to say with one Indian, we're not going to take apart a Pasuk. Right, unless it's one of the Darke Halimud, you use one of the Klalim to be Gorin and Mosifin Vigarin. Sometimes we have, so you can switch a letter here and switch a word here, but to say that the structure that it's in, you know, we don't say that when it is one Inyan. Again, the Rishonim discuss how vast, when do you apply this principle and when do you not apply this principle. Rashi is comfortable applying the principle even when it's not mentioned in Chazal. Rashi is very comfortable, at least sometimes, not always trying, but very comfortable, while the Ramban is always, no, it's exactly how it's written in the Torah, unless it's explicit, right? Bamidbar, Perek Aleph, and Perek Tes, I think it says the dates. Tes is before Aleph, so there you don't have a choice. But, for example, Mishkan, and Shabbos, and Egel, not Shabbos, but Mishkan and Egel, says Machlokas, Rashi and the Ramban. Right, we know the Mishkan is written in the Torah before the Egel. Truma Tetzavah is before Kisis of the Egel. And the Ramban says, that's exactly how it's supposed to be. Why? Because the Ramban, famously, both in the Hakdama to Shmos and the Hakdama to Parshas Truma, writes that the whole purpose of the Mishkan is a Hemshech of Har Sinai. Therefore, right after Har Sinai, Yisro, and the end of the Mishpatim, you have Truma, because the Mishkan is a Hemshech of Har Sinai. Rashi says, quoting Chazal, Mishkan is a tikkun for the Chet Egel. And that's why you have to look at Kisisa before Truma and Tetzava. Because Ein Muktam U'Uchar B'Torah, just one well-known example where it could be applied. Again, other times it's somewhat mysterious, right? We know the end of Sefer Shoftim. Do you say it in Navi? The end of Sefer Shoftim has to have the stories of Pesal Micha and Pilegesh Begiva, right? So those are also the Rishonim discuss. When did that take place? Right, that took place sometime earlier in Sefer Shoftim, right, or even in Parshas Bereishis, where Cain and Hevel, did that happen in Gan Eden, or did that not happen after outside of Gan Eden? So even the Pashup Shad, the Mefarshim, the Rishonim already discussed when exactly things happen, but sometimes you apply the principle of a Mukta Mavucha B'Torah, but not when it is one Inyan, when it's one Pasuk. And it's been a long time, so maybe we'll just mention it. Been a couple of months or even years to mention the thought of Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, I think it was, Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz, when he was meeting his Shver for the first time, he met him in a place where they got a drink and there were no Svarim there, so all they had was a Siddur. So he said, okay, give me a Siddur, I'll tell you a Vart on the Siddur. Takes out a Siddur, it opens up Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael Lomer, he says, Rabbi Yishmael, how could there be a Tana Rabbi Yishmael? Terrible, Rabbi Yishmael was thrown out by Avraham. Question one. Question two, usually when we have a Machlokas in a Brisa or in a Mishnah, we formulate the first shita, and then we say, Divrei Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, blank. But if it's just a statement, we say, Omer Rebbe Yehuda, if it's on a machlokas. So here, Rebbe Yishmael Omer, it should be Omer Rebbe Yishmael. That's the beginning of the Torah's Kohanim, right? So why should it be Rebbe Yishmael Omer? It should be Omer Rebbe Yishmael. Second question. And the third question he asked is, some of the midos are klal uprat, prat uklal, right? All of those different permutations, but ein moktam mucha b'Torah. Right, so how do you know if it's a klal or a prat or a prat or a klal? So what's the answer? We already said the answer. So he says to answer all the questions, right? Adding in one more chazal, right? Rashi quotes when they buried Avram Avinu. It says they buried Avram Avinu, Yitzchak and Yishmael buried Avram Avinu. Hi, why is Yitzchak first? Yishmael is older. Mikan she'asi Yishmael tshuva. Right, so you know Yishmael did tshuva, but the fact that Yitzchak is first. What do you mean? In Muktam Mukha B'Torah. Right, so how can you prove anything? So to answer the last two questions. Quote this Gemara in Pesachim. In one Inyan, there is Muktam Mu'uchar. In one Inyan, right? You can't just say, not read the Torah in a specific order. In one Inyan, there is Muktam Mu'uchar. So therefore, that's how we were Medayik by Yishmael and Yitzchak. That's how you can have Klal Uprat, right? And that's why, the statement of Rabbi Yishmael, there can be a Yishmael. There can be a Tana Rabbi Yishmael because he did Shuvah. And Rabbi Yishmael, the fact that there is a Rabbi Yishmael, Omer says to us and teaches us, Klal Uprat, Prat Uklal, and all of those that are in the list. Okay, that's a little bit about Muktam Mu'uchar, because the Gemara here talks about Hol Pasak Wa Kasuv Tchila. The other point to mention is, who do we paskin like? Who do we paskin like? Machlokas, the Tanakama, and Rabbi Yehuda? So the Rambam paskins like the Rabbanan, as we would have guessed, right? Meaning if somebody says, I hereby promise to bring a mincha, you can bring anyone you want. Anyone you want. The problem is Rashi. Which Rashi? Rashi in Vayikra. Rashi in Vayikra, on this pasuk, the beginning of Perek Beis in Vayikra, Rashi quotes, Soles Yihya Karbano, right, if somebody says to bring, V'nefesh Kiyaki Takriv Karban Minchal Hashem, Soles Yihya Karbano, V'yatzak Al Hashem V'nasan Al Levonah. Rashi quotes, on that pasuk, Soles Yihya Karbano, Ha'omer Harel Ay Mincha Stam, Mevi Mincha Soles, Shehi Arishona Shebe Minachas, V'nekmetzes Kshi Soles Kamoshim Afurish B'inyan. Rashi quotes the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So Rashi passes like Rabbi Yehuda. Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Who he passing like? It says the Mizrahi, the Sifsei Chacham here quotes the Mizrahi, one of the earliest commentaries that we have on Rashi amongst the Achronim, says the Mizrahi, no. This is an example, Rashi's not paskening here, but Rashi will sometime give the Pshat of the Pasuk, the Shita that's closest to Pshuto Shel Mikra, even though we don't pasken that way. Right? That's the Yesod of the Mizrahi. Even the Rashi might have passed like the Rabbanan, but Rabbi Yehuda is more of the Pshak, what it says, Karban Minchal Hashem, Solas Yia Karbano. So he thinks that Rashi understands that this is the Pshat of the Pasuk, and therefore Rashi sometimes quotes that even against Halacha. V'yavta hilchza kacham sha'amru meza shi'ir to Yaakrib, lo Rabbi Yehuda, avo b'nei shezekarav l'pshuto, derech harav l'faresh af shekneged ha'halacha. That is Rashi, and that's what Rashi writes. Rashi writes in Bereishis that he's just coming to give Pshuto Shel Mikra. Rashi in Perek Gimel in Bereishis. What does Rashi say on the pasuk that they heard the call of Hashem in Gan Eden? Vayishu was called Hashem Elokim in Salech Pesoch Hagan the Ruach Hayom. Rashi Yesh Medrashi Agada Rabim V'Kfar Sidrim Rabo Seinu Amachona BeBereishis Rabo B'Shar Medrashos. Right, Rashi had all the Medrashim. The authoritative midrashim, Bereishis Rabba. V'ani lo basi ela l'pshuto shel mikra. Ula agada hamiyasheves divrei hamikra davar davur alafnav. Question what exactly that means. But at least the first half of that is, I'm coming to give the pshuto shel mikra, and therefore, sometimes Rashi will even go delo kehilchasa. in order to say that, right? And this is also related to the conversation that Rashi had with his grandson. The Rashbam at the beginning of Vayeshev quotes the fascinating comment that the Rashbam, as we know, is more, so to speak, a more strict Pashtan than his grandfather Rashi, and he quotes Varishonim mitoch chasidusam nisasku lintos acharei hadrashos shehein ikar umitoch kach lo hergulu baomek pshuto shel mikra. But I spoke to my grandfather, says the Rashbam. Gam Rabbeinu Shlomo avi imi ma'or eine gola. Right, he called Rashi, the Ma'or Enigola. He said, I spoke to my grandfather, Shapirish Torah Neviyah Muksuvim, Nasan Lev Lafarish Pshuto Shel Mikra, Va'afani Shmuel Ben Remeir Chatano. Rashi had no sons, only daughters. Meir was a son-in-law, right, father of the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. Va'afani Shmuel Ben Remeir Chatano, Nitvakachti Imo, Ulofanav. I had plenty of arguments with him, right, about this issue. Uva Hodeli, She'ilu Hayalo Pnai, Hayatzorach La'alos La'asos Pirushim Acherim, Lefi Hapashtus Hamischadshim B'chol Yom. And he agreed to me that if he had more time, he would have written his commentary again, based on the Pashtus Hamischadshim B'chol Yom. Be'atah Yiru Hamaskilim HaShapir Sharishon. And then he goes into Vayeshev, right? That's one of the major Rashbams, where the Rashbam writes in Vayeshev, the brothers never sold Yosef. If you look closely at the Pesukim, they just put him in the pit, and then they were eating, and then they were taken out by the other nations. Again, that's one of the more well-known Rashbams, focusing on pure pshuto shel mikra. But that's what the Rashbam says. Even though we've quoted that Rabbeinu Tam, his brother, said, I could fathom Rashi's commentary on Shas. I can't fathom Rashi's commentary on La Torah. Right? That's what Rabbeinu Tam said. Rashbam said, he told me he would have had a different one, more pshuto shel mikra. But the quote from Rabbeinu Tam, that I can't even fathom how Rashi, I mean, it's not a stira, but that's the interesting comments about their father. Pshuto shel mikra is something also, it's a forgotten art. Pshuto shel mikra is a forgotten art, the Meshech Chachma, many times. Rav Cooperman writes about this in his Hakdamas. He has a couple of prakim to introduce his commentary on the Meshech Chachma. So he writes the Meshech Chachma went above and beyond many even of his contemporaries. Right? The Ksava Kabbalah, the Malbim, found a lot of Torah Shebal Peh in the Torah Shebichsav, and they tried to show where it is. The Meshech Chachma was Mechadesh. He was Mechadesh sources in the Pshuto Shel Mikra for Halachos, even though Chazal never said it. And he was, and that's it, as long as it didn't go against the Mesorah. He gave Mechadesh, how the Torah, by using this word and using that, and the different levels of, and you know, why is this is the formulation before the Chet Egel, this is the formulation after the Chet Egel, this is the formulation, but based on the Pshuto Shel Mikra, just once, he quotes, right, that's a yesod. Right, he could give chidushim in the pshuto shel mikra as long as it is not going against the yesod. And again, there's many couple of prakim what the Meshech Chachma did with the pshat. He talks also pshuto shel mikra. This is Rav Cooperman talking. Malamei lo rak al halacha l'shah ela af malamei al ma'avar midarga ladarga itzal bnei Yisrael aliyo yirida. What I just said. Right? So the Meshech Chachma was classic in finding pshatim in the psukim. In the psukim, even where Chazal didn't. Sometimes the Gemara will end off with kasha, and the Meshech Chachma will answer it based on the pshuto shel mikra. There's one time we mentioned earlier in this Masechta. We mentioned, or in Zachem, I think we mentioned it, by the Olas Ha'of and the Chadas Ha'of. We mentioned that there's a Tzorach Ian that the Rashba has in a Gemara and Mesach HaZvachim, and the Meshech Chachma once had a dream. After he came up with a pshat, how the Rashba would read how they answer the Rashba's kasha, that he saw in Shemayim, that they were discussing this sugya, and they were saying that nobody really knows how to learn Bizman Hazeh, right, to get to the Pshuto Shel Mikra. And the Rashba stands up and says, there's somebody in Dvinsk that knows how to learn. There's somebody in Dvinsk that gets the Amita Shel Torah. And it's the Rashba, because the Meshech Chachma answered this Rashba's kasha based on the Eben Ezra and the Emurim of the Chatas Ha'of. Okay, but either way, why you have a Chatas and an Ola? But either way, this is the Pshuto Shel Mikra. There's a lot that we can learn from, and the Yesod that we just got from the Mizrahi here is that sometimes Rashi will go with the Pshat, even Delo Kalacha. He's not, again, saying, Rashi's not writing a Sefer Psak. He's just writing that Pshat of the Tanaim is closer to Pshuto Shel Mikra. Okay, that's fine. He's not obviously going against Chazal. Vaita, let's continue. Mincha, minha mincha v'chulu. So we spoke about if somebody says to promises to bring a mincha or a type of a mincha, so he has to bring one. If he says to bring minachos, plural, then he has to bring two. Right, if he doesn't know which one, if he says, I'm going to bring, you know, I was mefarish, I don't remember which one, then he has to bring five. Right, he has to bring one of each. Fine. So boy, Rapapa, mine mincha mahu. What if he says the lashon mine mincha? Mine is plural, mincha is singular. Right, so how many does he have to bring? Kiva da amar mine tartika amar. He has to bring at least two. Umay mincha dekula mincha nami mincha mikrin. All minchas are called mincha. Tchsev zos taras mincha. Odil mano kiva da amar mincha chada mincha ka amar. He says minchas. He really means one. Umay mine mincha hachi ka amar mi mine mincha chada mincha alai. So do you focus on the mine? Do you focus on the mincha? Question. Tashma. Let's try to prove it from our Mishnah. Mincha min mincha yaviachas. So hamine mincha shtayim. Medayik one way from the first line of the Mishnah. But the next line is the opposite. Ema seifa minachas min minachas yavi shtayim. Hamine mincha chada. Ela meha leka lamashma mina. But from this diuk, you can't be medayik anything in the Mishnah. As I saw somebody sent me actually in this cycle of the Daf Yomi. Today's yard site is the yard site of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So medayik in Mishnayas. So medayik in the Mishnayas. This Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote, you know, you can't be medayik in. Okay. Tashma, min minachos alai. So let's try to prove it from a brisa. Min minachos alai, that's similar to mine mincha, not exactly, but min minachos alai, a min of a mincha alai, yavi shteyas minachos mi minachad. You have to bring two minchas, that's where the word minachos come, from one type. Min minachos. That's how you put together the singular and the plural. You bring two of one type. But mashma ha mi mine mincha chada. Maybe if you said the other phrase, you would only bring one, not two. So Mar says no. Dilma ha mine mincha, maybe shte minachas mi shte minim. No, maybe the brisa means min minachas, you bring two from one type. Mine mincha would be two from two types. So the Gemara says, v'halo tani achi, but we didn't learn that in the following brisa. Min minachos alai, maybe shte minachas min echad. Mine minachos alai, right, a double lashon of a plural, maybe shtei menachas mishnei minim. Ha minei mincha chada. So again, if you use only double and then single, maybe it means one. So the Gemara says, okay, that could be a diak from this brisa, but b'dilma hamani Rabbi Shimon hi. Maybe this brisa is only like Rabbi Shimon. The diak of minei mincha would be one. Maybe that's like Rabbi Shimon, who we've said a number of times already. Rabbi Shimon, who says that you could have a mincha mafetan or split into the chalas and the rakikin. You can bring some of this and some of that. Da'amar mechza chalas and mechza rakikin yavi. So he's the one that says mine mincha would be a few that are one. Umay mine mincha, mincha de'ispa tre mini. And maybe that's what the Bryce is talking about. Avar Rabbanan, da'amar mechza chalas and mechza rakikin lo yavi. You can't split it. Maybe shtei menachas mishnei minim. Maybe according to the Rabbanan, you'd have to bring two from two. So, and there's no ibay de lo ifshita. Right? We don't answer that question. According to the Rabbanan, what would be the halacha by mine mincha? And the Chafetz Chaim talks about here what we should do to be machmir for this ibaya delo ifshita. Period. Pirashti veini odema pirashti yavi chameshtan. Right? If I said one mincha, a specific one, I don't remember which one, so then I will have to bring five. Right? These types of cases are getting us ready for Meseches Kinim. Right? Kinim, which is all about mix-ups like this. So I separate, I designate it. I don't know which one. You have to bring all five because I don't know. I brought one specific one. It's not like I just said I could bring any one I want. I designated one. I don't remember, so you have to bring all five. Mantana, Rabbi Yirmiyah Deloka, Rabbi Shimon. So this is not like Rabbi Shimon because according to Rabbi Shimon, you'd have to bring more than five. The Rabbi Shimon, as we were talking about, Rabbi Shimon says you could have different permutations within the mafetan, or you could have some chalos, some rakikin in the loaves. So according to Rabbi Shimon, the mafetaner, there's a lot of permutations, meaning maybe you meant all chalos, maybe you meant all rakikin, maybe you meant 5 and 5, maybe you meant 7 and 3, maybe you meant 8 and 2, right? You don't know what you designated. So according to Rabbi Shimon, kiva to amar mechza chalos mechza rakikin yavi, right? Since you're able to mix and match, and inami savala Rabbi Yehuda, and even if we all like Rabbi Yehuda, to amar, who said earlier, kol menachas bos eser, right, and there are 10, meaning not even 12, but even if there are just 10, ikalus fuki barbasre minachas. According to Rabbi Shimon, you have to bring 14, right, not just 5. If I designated, according to Rabbanan, if I designated, then it's 1 of 5, right, it's all, but according to Rabbi Shimon, that the mincha mafra could have all different permutations, be 14, Rashi goes through each one. besides the ones of the Rabbanan, but also the 5 and 5, 6 and 4, 7 and 3, 8 and 2. Yeah, just add them, so there's 14 to get all of them in. So that's why the Mishnah must be not like Rabbi Shimon, because the Mishnah says you only have to bring 5, it must be against Rabbi Shimon. Abaya Amar, no. Afilat Emer, Rabbi Shimon. Even Rabbi Shimon can work into our Mishnah. Why? The Shaminan Leila Rabbi Shimon, Damar Maisi, Umasni. Rabbi Shimon says elsewhere, you're allowed to bring a Karban Al Tznai, and therefore here too, you could bring 10 of each, and mention, you know, whichever the Chalas I was Noder, whichever Rakikin I was Noder, that should be the ones that I was Noder, and all the other ones are Nadavis. Look at Rashi. Maisi. Maisi Shemenachas. All you have to bring according to Rabbi Shimon is 2, just like the Rabbanan. Chadashal eser chalos, v'chadashal eser rekikin. Bring 10 and 10. V'omer. Im kula chalos, o kula rekikin. So then nadarti, osasha nadarti, tehele nedri. So the ones, the 10, that is for my neder, should be a neder. V'acheres, tehe nedava. And the other column should be a nedava. V'imechlash chalos rekikin nadarti. So then, if it's half and half, it's tarful chalos mizu lefi mashu nadarti, rekikin mizu lefi mashu nadarti, linadrai, v'acheres, tehe nedava. So according to Rabbi Shimon, you can make a tnai. And if you can make a tnai, so then you just bring 10 and 10, that's the most it could be, it's somewhere in here, and it can work there. And then we're going to have another example of where we see that Rabbi Shimon holds that you can make a tnai. Making a tnai, in this regard, relates to the larger sugya of making a tnai. This is not exactly the same, but making a tnai when I do a mitzvah. But bringing up carbon is a mitzvah. Can I make a tnai on a mitzvah? I'm doing a mitzvah, the physical action of a mitzvah. I'm going to make a tznai. Right? I know, can I shake a lulav, and I only want to be yotzei, the shaking of the lulav, if I win the lottery today. Right? Kind of like, lo sanasu, but you're allowed to test God by tztaka, so that's what I do. That's not tztaka. But, are you not yotzei the mitzvah? Right? Certain cases, you can't make a tznai, like shchita. Right, the Rebbe Elchanan talks about this. You can't make a tznai on certain actions that are called dvarim de memela, chalitza, or like we said, shchita. It only should be a heter shchita if it rains tomorrow. You can't do that. It's a mitzias. What about a mitzvah? Mitzvah isn't a mitzias. Can I make a tznai? Comes up often. Let's say Shabbos morning, I'm going to go to a place where I'm going to a shul. I'm not sure if they're going to make zman kriyas shma, but I know that it's better to say Kriya Shema and Birchoseha. So I'll say Kriya Shema before davening. Am I allowed to make a tznai? If they're going to miss Kriya Shema, then this is going to be my mitzvah. But if they're going to make it, then this is just Kikori Batorah, and then I could be Yotzei later on. So I'm not allowed to do that. You can make a tznai on mitzvos. So the Avnei Nezer really made this discussion famous. Why the Avnei Nezer tznai on Pesach? What does the Avnei Nezer say? It's close to Chatzos, and I'm nowhere near finishing my meal at the Seder, and we're machmir, because we don't know who the Mahalach is like, Rabbi Kiva, Blazman Azariah, whether you have to finish everything by Chatzos or the morning. Says the Avnei Nezer, no problem. Have a afikomen right before Chatzos, have matzah, and make it tonight. If the Halach is that I have to finish it by Chatzos, this is my afikomen. And after Chatzos, ta matzah b'fiv is only up until the Zman HaMitzvah. So after Chatzos, I can eat whatever I want, and then I should eat another kezias at the end of whenever I finish eating. So miman of shach, I'll be okay. That's the tznai of the Avnei Nezer. So that's assuming you can make a tznai on mitzvos. And it's assuming the halach of tamatza b'fiv is only up until the time that you can be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. A couple of assumptions of that. But that's the tznai. So that Avnei Nezer is much discussed by the Achronim. But is it in the Rishonim? It's in the Rishonim. So that is the discussion in Hilchos Sviras HaOmer. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, but the Beis Yosef quotes it from the Machzor Vitri. Machzor Vitri. Ha-mispalel im ha-tzibur mi-v'od yom. What if somebody is davening, and the tzibur is davening early? Too early to count Svira. Mona imahim below bracha. So you could count Svira with them without a bracha, if it's too early. Meimer amar, and you should say, im ezkar balayla be-beisi, if I remember to count tonight. Right? This is Simen Tav Pei Tes in Arachayim. Echzar va'avar echidin. If I remember to count again, I'm going to make a bracha again. I count with a bracha. V'nimsa shalom b'irachti levatala. So I didn't make a bracha levatala, but I counted early, which was not really the mitzvah. I was not yotzei, and now I'm doing it now. V'yim eshkach, but if I forgot, harei manisi, yam mushvuos l'mitzvah. And if I forgot, I'm doing this. Right? That's the suggestion. So, that sounds like a tanai by mitzvahs. It might be different. Because there, if it's too early, then it's not considered accounting. Pashas, he's talking about before Plaga Mincha. So it's nothing. So it could just be a chiddush in Sfiras HaOmer that is good enough to continue your retzifus, even though you aren't yotz in the mitzvah. But it could be that this has to do with making a tanaim mitzvahs. That's the way the Magen Avraham understands it. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Taf Pei Tes, in Sfiras HaOmer, Hamispalam Atzibrim Mibod Yom, Mona Imoim Balo Bracha, Vim Yiskar Balaylo, Yivarach V'Yispar. Right, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. But the Magen Avraham adds a Hosafa. Magen Avraham says, you could only do this, make a tanaim mitzvos, according to the opinion that mitzvos tzrichos kavana. If mitzvah srichas kavana, then your kavana plays a role in being yotzei the mitzvah, and therefore, it could have an effect. But if you say mitzvahs ain't srichas kavana, that is automatic, so then, lachora, it should work, you were yotzei, and it shouldn't work, if you, had the tzai. He says, v'nir li dazel l'shita say, shepasak b'simin samach dalid, simin samach sev dalid, the mitzvah srichas kavana, v'yim ken yuchavein b'libo, im ezkar b'layla, ein ani mechavein l'tez b'sfir azu. V'kach mashim l'shan arama, and he continues. But again, this is the sugya of Tanai when it comes to mitzvahs. That's exactly what the Gemara is doing here. Even though here, it's not exactly the same. He's making a Tanai about what he wants to fulfill his neder, even though it's in the context of a mitzvah, bringing a carpet. The Beis HaLevi writes, just regarding the Avnei Nezer, all the Haggadahs for him talking about this Avnei Nezer, he says, I don't understand the Avnei Nezer. Mimanavshach, I don't even think you need a Tanai in that case. Just do exactly what the Avnei Nezer says without a Tanai. By definition, you ate afikom, if it's true what he said, that up until the time, this is when the mitzvah ends, according to this Tana, and later, it's just eat the kazayis right before chazos, and then eat the kazayis at the end. You don't have to make a tanai. Whatever the mitzvah was, that's what you did. That's what you did. Right, and that's the, and that's what's mentioned. Yeah, but all the, achronim wonder about this discussion, right? The Sholem Meshev has a tshuva. What if somebody's in shul, they're not sure if they have wine at home? So can they make kiddush be yotzi with a kiddush in shul al tnai? If I don't have wine at home, I'm yotzi the kiddush now. And if not, if I have wine at home, then I'm going to make kiddush at home. Again, all these, the old quote, this starts with this machzor vitri in the Beis Yosef, the Minchas Asher in the Haggadah, in the back, Simen Yudalid, he talks about this Avnei Nezer and, the Achronim, related to it. Okay, let's continue. So what is the tnai? So the Gemara says here that the Mishnah could fit according to Rabbi Shimon. He doesn't need 14 permutations. He could just bring 10 of chalas and 10 rakikin and make the tznai that Hashem, you fill in the blank of the chalas and the rakikin, and the rest will be nedava. Where else do we see that he can make a tznai? So the following. Ditanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, if somebody is a safek nazir tameh, safek nazir tahar, safek mitzora muchlat. So he wasn't sure if he was a nazir, he wasn't sure if he became tami or not, and he wasn't sure if he became a mitzora vadai. So he has all these sfekus. So he wants to eat karbanos. So what does he do? So what does he do in this case? So Rabbi Shimon says that after he counts 60 days, which the Gemara talks about elsewhere in Nazir and elsewhere, why he has to count the 60 to make sure that he has counted all that he had to do, and he was 60 days from the time that he no longer has any tzara spots. So then, Mais Lamachras Mevi Asham of Alugo, he brings his carbon Asham and the Lug Shemen that goes along with the carbon Asham, Imo, V'Omer, and he makes it tonight. Makes it tonight. Again, we don't have time to go through the whole process, but again, the Tara Samitsora has a lot with it, including shaving the entire body, right, and a lot of it, bring the oil, and but that's the, this is part of the process. So, V'omer, he says, if I was a Mitsora, so Zui Ashamo, this is the Asham that I have to bring for part of the Tara process, V'zelugo, and this is the oil. V'im lav, and if not, Asham ze yehei shalmei nedava. This asham should be a shlamim, right? This animal should be a shlamim. You can make a tznai. I don't know which one to be a shlamim. The oso asham, and that asham, you have to be machmir on all sides, right? This animal. Yay, number one, ton shchita batzafon, because maybe it's kachi, maybe it's an asham. Umatan bahonos, but you also need to sprinkle the blood on his thumbs and big toes, because maybe it is asham mitzora. Vismicha, and you have to do smicha on it, like, asham mitzora. Vinisachim, utnufas chazi visho, because maybe it's a shlamim. Vinechal zichre kahuna, liyom valaila. And it's eaten by male kohanim, so you have to be machmer on all sides. And even though as the Gemara is about to say, even though, you know, we're having less time to eat it, maybe we're being, maybe Kajan lays up soul, but we're helping out this guy. The next line that Shilun Kubetza says was added in by the Savoraim, because it doesn't, usually Shas does not quote other Gemaras. V'yafal gav dekar mifrek mar b'shchitas kachim, even though we said in Zvachim, right, Amar to Amar Rabbi Shimon. When does Rabbi Shimon say Masni, Maisi Umasni lechadchila letkune gavra? Aval ba'alma di'evad in lechadchila lo. When does Rabbi Shimon say that we would allow a tnai letkune gavra? Aval ba'alma di'evad in lechadchila, to help somebody out. Like, this guy is stuck. He can't eat karbanos. What's he going to do? So for that, Rabbi Shimon will allow a tnai. Maisi umasi litzkuni gavra, but stam, he doesn't know which nether to fulfill. We're gonna allow him to make a tanai. Maybe he should just have to do everything. So hani mili gabi shlamim. So no, that limitation is only by shlamim to come in ma'id bachilasan to avilukashin lebeis apsul. When we have the other factor of bringing karbanos lebeis apsul, giving less time to eat them, that's when we say it would only work b'di'eved and not lechadchila. But here it's all minchas. Here it's all minchas, and therefore we would allow it even lechadchila in this case. Good, a number of points to make on this suggestion. First, Tosfos. Tosfos wonders by Asham Zeh Yeshal Menedava. So what do we do? We take some of the blood and we catch it in a kli, and we take some of the blood, and we sprinkle it on his thumbs and ears and big toes. Isn't there a mitzvah to catch all the blood? Kabbalah Saddam, right? Tosfos asks in Dibur Maskal Asham, V'yim Tomar, we learned in Ezeo Makoman, to Asham Mitzorah, Shnei Kohanim Makalana Saddam, Echa Biyad V'Echa B'Kli, as we learned there at the beginning of the parak, two Kohanim that are involved, V'shlamim Amrinat Zerashi Kabel, Kol Domo Shalpar. So aren't you losing some? Because you take some to put on his body. V'yesh lomar, same thing. Tikkuni gavashani. Here you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. There's a lot of chila to be makabel kol adam, but if you don't have a choice, you want to be misaki in the gavra, so then it would be okay. Smicha also. Smicha, there's differences in the smicha of the mitzora and the shlamim. So Tosfos says, you gotta work it out. Lamanda Amar Asha Mitzora Lav Da Oraisa. If you say that the smicha of Asha Mitzora is not Da Oraisa, Havi Ba'akfuya Yadav. V'yafagav, you have to like hold your hands above. V'yafagav the shlamim bo smicha gemura. Even though shlamim requires a full smicha, right? Kol kocho. Mishim tkuni gavra hitiru. Same thing, all of these little differences, Tosfos says, we will be mako for tikune gavra. We discussed the lumdus also in the past about this Kabbalah of the Kohen. What talks about there in Zvachim Mem Zayin, the Kabbalah Saddam in the Yad of the Kohen. Right, so that is that a Kabbalah Saddam? Does that have the halachas of Kabbalah Saddam? Right, the question is asked by the Achronim. What do you do with the leftovers of the Dam that was in the hands of the Kohen? Do you need Shvichas Shirayim for that? Do you have to put that on the Mizbeach, or that you could just put Stam anywhere? Right, the question is, how do you view the catching of that blood? Right, and that's the spoken about here in Parag Yud Aleph. The Rambam has the discussion of the entire process of Mitzora, catching the blood, and the Shtut Tziparim goes through, mostly based on Mishnayis and Meseches Negoim, and he discusses there what the Kohen does after he catches the in the hand, and he puts it into a kli, and that is a discussion. Good. Number of other points. Let's just continue first. Says the Gemara. Okay, lechadchila b'di'eved. Yeah, we haven't really spoken about this so often. There's a general discussion in Achronim. How do we look at lechadchila b'di'eved? If something is ro'i lechadchila, so then do we say that if something is ro'i b'di'eved, do we call that ro'i? Right? The Lechach Tov, Rav Yosef Engel has a whole piece in Lechach Tov, in Simin, where is this? In Simin Hey, where he discusses, Simin Dalad. Lechach Tov here, Simin Dalad, he discusses, is it roy? Like, for example, culture roy, liyibim roy lechalitza. What if something is bidi'evid roy? Right? Like, chayvi lavin. What if this, woman had been in Grusha? Right now, chayvi lavin. So, do we say that that's called roy? B'di'eved lechadchila is a big discussion. How do we look at it? Do you make chilukim? between the Halachim and the Evetz. We discussed this last week, a few days ago. By Dinim Daraisa, by Dinim Darabanan, a mitzvah versus a matir, you know, the chilukim between Lechadchila and Bidiyevet. Do we say Lechadchila Bidiyevet by mitzvos, using mitzvos? Mitzvos lav lahenos enu. So is that only a Bidiyevet, or is that a Lechadchila? Lechadchila, you're not supposed to get hanah from mitzvos, or no? Right, that's a discussion, right? So again, these are number of sugyas in Shas that talk about lechachilas and b'diavets when it comes to mitzvos. And here is a lechachil b'diavet chilek of Rabbi Shimon. Okay, well, let's continue. Amalei Rav Papa Labaya. So what did we just say that Rabbi Shimon could fit into our Mishnah and you make it tonight? But Rav Papa says to Abaya, Ula Rabbi Shimon, to Amar Mechzachalas Mechzarakik and Yavi. But one second. So Rabbi Shimon has these 10 loaves of A and 10 loaves of B, the chalos and the rakikin. Hakamaisi isaron echad mishne isaron velug echad mishne lukin. But if you're telling me you're going to have to bring 10 of both, so you're only supposed to bring one isaron, right? He's bringing one isaron of chalos, one isaron of rakikin, and then he's mixing them together to cover all the possibilities. So is that allowed? So Gemara says, Shemina l'Rabbi Shimon, yes. The Amar im hevi isaron echad mishne esronos velug echad mishne lukin yatsa. Your Yotze, if you take one out of two that you were supposed to bring, you're only supposed to take one, but if you have a mixture of two and you take one out of those two, that's good enough. Or make mitzvahi kamatz, but how are you going to do kmitza? How do you do kmitza? Remember, according to Rabbi Shimon, you could combine. According to the Rabbanan, it's either or. So you can do kmitza from one, kmitza from the other, that's fine. But according to Rabbi Shimon, maybe he was donated, he's promised 7 and 3. So you can do kmitza from one, kmitza from the other, how does that work? Hey, Chikamatz, the Gemara says, Tanai, Demai Sneva Amar. So he makes it Tanai there too. I Chalos Luchudayu Verakikin Luchudayu. If he was supposed to bring just Chalos or just Rakikin, Amri, Deka Kamitzna Mechalos, Levi Achalos. Deka Kamitzna Merakikin, Levi Arakikin. So if that was supposed to be, so then fine. So then it's like the Rabbanan. But I Mechza Rakikin U Mechza Chalos. But if it was part one, part the other, so then you have a problem. So what do you say? As follows, Amri, deka kamitzna mechalos levia mechza chalos and mechza rakikin. The kamitzna that I did from the chalos should be related to partially chalos, partially rakikin. U deka kamitzna me rakikin, levia mechza rakikin, mechza chalos. You're able to make a tanai in your kamitzna. Say, the part of it that relates to chalos should relate to the part, the chiyuv that I had in chalos, and the part that's rakikin should relate to that. So the Gemara says, are you allowed to do that? Vaboy mikmas chad kometz mechalos umerakikin. You're supposed to only bring one kometz. Because kometz mechalos are rakikin, merakikin are chalos. Isn't this mixing and matching? And you're taking kmitza from something that you're not supposed to take kmitza from. Answers the Gemara, no. Shamin and Leila Rabbi Shimon, da amar im kometz va'ala biyado me'echad al shneihem yatsa. No, we say he has flexible abilities in the kmitza, and therefore it is okay. Period. The Minchas Chinuch talks a lot about, right, the Gemara, the Tosfos on the Amud Beis spoke about smicha, all of the different details. We spoke about this already earlier on Daf Tzadi Beis, where we spoke about which karbanos need smicha, but in the first mitzvah that has smicha, meaning the first mitzvah in Parshas Vayikra, Kuf Tezvav, in the mitzvah of Olah, that's where he talks about fascinating questions and permutations about smicha. Like a goy. Does a goy do smicha? Right, there's an isser of hishtamshus bekachim, but he's not mitzuvah in hishtamshus bekachim. So what would you say about a goy doing smicha? What about a woman? We know a woman doesn't. But v'yineim isha samcha, does she get malchus? Why? On the Isra of Lo Savod, Eino Barur, De Efshar, De Kivan Tator, Hitir, Befeirish, Kanavod, De Bekachim. Remember, what happened here? There's an Isra of Hishtamshus Bekachim. There's a mitzvah of Smicha, and now women are excluded from that heter. B'nei Yisrael, Som Chos, V'lo B'nos Yisrael. So, do we say, to use the Lashon of Tosfos and Beitza, Ahadre Li Isura Kama, or not? If there's an Isra, and then there's a heter, and then certain people are not included in the heter, is that a new Isra? Or does that revert back to the original Isra? Nafgamina, Malkus. Right, Nafgamina Malkus, he is not sure. The Efshar, the Kiva, the Torah, he tira beferish, kana, vode bekachim, the imut nashim, mi b'nei Yisrael, somchim, alobanot Yisrael, Efshar, de lo ahadre, lisurakama, ayin tosas beitz, adav yud beis, v'inin ahadre, hu iyun amok. It's a deep inyan, but, that's one. And then he says, what about a guy? What about a child? What about a child? Achkata, niroli, de migia, lechinuch, mitzvah, lechancho, v'litin lo lismoch, afshi hi avoda, avera, avoda bekachim. right? But maybe he's doing the mitzvah and he's not mitzvah yet in the Lo Sase. He talks all about all of these different people about smicha. Okay, and he even just discusses there's a Rashi in Erev and Daf Nun. They have to make a bracha on smicha. You make a bracha on smicha. Zorach lavarech ala smicha berchas hamitzvah. The Rambam did not bring such a bracha. He just points out that machlokas. Okay, we'll have to stop here, B'ez Hashem, and we will continue with the next daf in the coming days.